Chapter 18. Aboard the Star Stalker.
"Sir," said the communications officer to Holper, "the elders are attempting to contact us, telling us to stand down and surrender ourselves for punishment for blasphemy." Holper chuckled.
"So amusing," he said.
There was what amounted to a palace close to the fountain on the far west side. This was where the elders, the governing body of Klatooine, dwelt. Holper knew they arose every morning and looked east to the sun's first rays striking off the fountain. They were no doubt seeing a quite different view now. He called up an image of the elders' palace on the small screen by his chair and regarded it thoughtfully. It had no defenses. Anyone could simply march right up and bang on the entrance. What were these people thinking? He could, with the Star Stalker's weapons alone, blast it to rubble. He toyed with the idea, but he was too amused at the thought of these beings, like ants he was about to step on, yapping at him to cease and desist.
"Patch it through," he said.
"Copy, sir."
"Repeat, stand down. You're in violation of sacred space. We will not tolerate this."
"Sir," said his communications officer, "they're sending out a distress signal. They're trying to contact the huts to come protect them."
"Let them," said Holper. "I know what the situation is. The huts have not cared much for this planet since the war with the beings known as the Yuuzhan Vong. It will be days, or at the very least hours, before the huts deign to send a response unit, and we shall be long gone."